Well, you are listening to Meeting House on Faith Radio, our coverage of the National Association of Nuthetic Counselors Convention, the annual conference in Prattville at East Memorial Baptist Church. And someone that is attending the NANC conference is Candace Farmer. She is the founder of Enough Grace Ministries, based in Paris, Tennessee. And you are the author of the book, Green Pastures of a Barren Land, Finding Contentment in Life's Desolate Seasons. Candace, tell me, first of all, how is it that this ministry was founded? What did God lay on your heart?
Well, my husband and I, we went through 12 years of infertility, miscarriage, pregnancy loss, just a real bleak, dire time in my life. And the whole way that I got connected with NANC Biblical Counseling is that is the type of counseling that my husband and I sit beneath for grief process. Became a reality that we would never have biological children, and so I pursued counseling at a biblical training center in Paris, Tennessee, where they used the Bible to counsel their counselees. And so God just restored my life with His Word, and He gave me seven principles from His Word. Every principle deals with how to find contentment in any disappointment of life. And so, you know, you may have a wayward child, there may be Alzheimer's, encounter with disease, a life of singleness, being lonely, and everybody has a story. They have a heartache. And so this is restoration on how you and I can be content in Christ. And that's the whole heartbeat of my resources. And I use a lot of scriptures to encourage the reader on how we are to be content and even delighted in a state of peace and satisfaction in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, when you actually approached a biblical counseling center and really began to discover the authority of the scriptures, the sufficiency of the scripture to deal with some of the issues that you and your husband were facing, what was it about biblical counseling that really the Lord used to help you have contentment, even in the midst of what sounds like a rather turbulent time?
Right. And Brother Bob, that's exactly. It was very, very turbulent. You know, I believe that infertility is an unspoken heartache in our churches. We've got 6.1 million women that are encountering it, couples. And I was at my very lowest. And when I went into that counseling center and that dear man of God and his precious wife, when they began to open the scriptures to me, exactly what it says in Proverbs 4 was fulfilled. His word is life. It was healing to my spirit, healing to our bones, to just brought us life within our home. So much hope. And so I believe in this type of counseling. I know that it works. I'm a living testament of that. And you know, I just believe that our secular psychology sometimes is futile. But with God's word, we do have an assurance of true life and hope.
Well, I understand that you're in the process of gaining what's called the NANC certification from the National Association of Nuthetic Counselors. How does that work?
There's a qualifying process, and it's rather lengthy and quite involved. I'm really foreseeing this is going to take me quite a while to finish my certification, since the Lord has kind of opened up a new avenue of ministry for myself with Bible teaching and traveling and so forth. I'm going to have to kind of set my sights way down the road for accomplishing this. But there's a series of test questions, a written exam that you must submit to the agency, and then there is a mentorship that you will fall beneath, and you will sit in and watch other certified counselors use the scriptures to counsel. And through all of these different little steps within the process, eventually you can be certified. But I believe God has called all of us to be biblical counselors in our day-to-day conversations, is just to encourage people. That is the only hope that we have, is what we find within the scriptures. And I'm on the track, and I have completed quite a bit of the written exam, and it may be a year or so before I finalize everything.
And you mentioned a written exam. Of course, you have written a book called Green Pastures of a Barren Land. I want to ask you a question with respect to some of the issues over 6 million women.
Yes.
facing infertility. Of course, this represents not only women, but also their husbands. It's something that affects their families. What did you find to be maybe some of the most challenging issues that you and your husband, because it is something that men have a unique set of issues as well. What did you find to be some of the challenges?
Well, there's just a diverse array of challenges. And, of course, there is emotional loss. You have to process the grief. For me, there was physical challenges because with each loss, I encountered some medical issues. And so you have all of this that you're trying to overcome. There's relational challenges within family, in-laws, different grandparents anticipating the birth of a grandchild. So you have all of this complex a gamut of problems and struggles. But what Rusty and I, my husband and I, probably the greatest challenge for us was what took place within our spiritual lives. Because I think sometimes as Christians, what we allow our fleshly thinking to do is to cause us to believe that maybe God is not a good God, and to begin to doubt the true, sovereign, good nature of a loving Father. And we look at our circumstances, and sometimes the enemy and our fleshly thinking, we embrace that type of spiritual dialogue. And number one, that is not God's plan. That is a sinful plan, thing that we allow our fleshly thinking to visit those places. But for Rusty and I really believe that a crisis of our faith was probably the most difficult aspect of it. And I do address that in the book. We look specifically at John the Baptist as he's there in prison, and he has a crisis of faith. Matthew 11, where he is asking, is this the right Savior, or should we look for another? And, you know, I believe for couples that are looking especially at a future of miscarriage and pregnancy loss and just that grief, we need to anticipate that those tough questions will need to be answered. And let me assure you, just as it says in Matthew 11, God is on the throne. His kingdom is alive and well. Although we may not see it with our earthly eyes, there is a kingdom plan in place, and he is about his work.
Well, Candace, as we close, you mentioned the particular journey that you and your husband went through, but some of the truths that you've learned based on the Bible are applicable in a variety of different areas. So if you could leave our listeners with maybe one of the keys that you have found to walking in that place of contentment, what would you say?
Well, I think that probably one of the most life-giving concepts and principles within the book would be that God brings different pains into our life. He allows different disappointments, heartaches within our life for his glory. And you know, we see that in the Bible when the disciples in John chapter 9, they see a blind man and they ask Christ, they say, who sinned? Was it this blind man or was it his parents? Believing that maybe some type of sin was the cause for this man's blindness. And Jesus said, oh, neither. He says, this is all to be so that the works of the Father may be manifest. And that's the way it is within our lives. Your life and my life is that there are different things that the Lord allows into our life. They are painful. They are disappointing. Yes, they're regrets. But at the same time, we are here so that the works of our Father, his toilings, his doings may be displayed and manifest for all the world to see. So just keep that in mind, no matter what you're facing, all your listening audience out there, that God's plan is for us to bring him glory through every trial and every time of rejoicing.
Well, Candace Farmer visiting with us today. This is the Meeting House on Faith Radio, Green Pastures of a Barren Land, forward by Kay Arthur, who's heard daily on Faith Radio. How can people find you online?
I have a website. It's www.enoughgraceministries.com. We also have a ministry Facebook page, Twitter account. So let's be friends and just embrace and enhance the Kingdom of God. Network and ministry is what it's all about.
Excellent. Candace Farmer, thank you.